Hi, Marblehead. I'm Jason Silva. I'm the town administrator in Marblehead and also the host of this podcast, Marblehead on the Move. Today, the chair of the finance committee and the town's finance director sent out the budget message for FY23. This year, the town's budget process will begin much sooner than in years past to allow for more time for budget preparation. Also this year, for the second time, we'll be working with the Collins Center at UMass to develop a budget document that complies with the requirements of the Government Finance Officials Association Distinguished Budget Award. This document is meant to be a more effective communication tool to residents and also tie together the town's work, accomplishments, goals, and priorities to each department budget. It was a great process we learned a lot from for the FY22 budget and look forward to building upon that for next fiscal year. The town also published a survey today to seek out input from residents on how best the town should utilize funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. The goal of the town is to utilize the ARPA funds in a fiscally responsible manner, ensuring the funds have a long-lasting, positive impact on the town of Marblehead and its residents. To help the town inform the ARPA spending plan, we hope you'll consider completing a very brief 5-minute survey. It's important to remember that the listed categories of spending included in each question are categories the town believes may be ARPA eligible. As time passes, it is possible that spending allowances and restrictions may change, which also may change eligible ARPA expenses. You can take the survey by visiting the town website at marblehead.org. The Marblehead Historical Commission and Cultural Council will present a program and demonstration about the craft of early shoemaking. The program will be repeated on 2 consecutive weekends, tomorrow on Saturday, October 16th, and on Sunday, October 24th. Both programs will begin at 1 o'clock at the Old Townhouse. Also, weather permitting, the group will view the exterior of the Marblehead 10-footer located on Orange Street at the foot of Fountain Park, and admission is free. Thanks to the state's Community Compact Best Practices Program, the town of Marblehead plans to update its Americans with Disabilities Act self-evaluation and transition plan. Under Title II of the ADA, the town of Marblehead is required to complete a self-evaluation of the town's public facilities, programs, services, activities, and events to determine compliance with the ADA and any barriers to accessibility. Once the self-evaluation is complete, the town will update and improve upon its transition plan to prioritize identified barriers and how they will be corrected. We expect this project to begin very soon. Please stay tuned for more information. The Board of Selectmen has also approved a contract with Innes Associates to begin the process of updating the town's harbor plan. The town has received funding through the Seaport Economic Council to support this update. In 2006, the town first secured funding from the Massachusetts Seaport Advisory Council, which is now the Economic Council, to develop a harbor plan that assessed the harbor resources, defined and prioritized needed improvements, and set a vision for the harbor. For the harbor plan update, the town envisions a healthy public participation process with a series of public meetings and stakeholder interviews to obtain the input and the perspectives of the commercial boating interests, pleasure boaters, industries that support the boating communities, the general public, and town officials. The updated plan will establish the town's objectives, standards, policy, and vision for public and private uses situated along the waterfront. The study will seek to identify ways in which the working waterfront can be improved economically for fishing, boating, and related industries, and ways in which public access and the enjoyment of the waterfront can be improved and expanded while preventing displacement of fishing activities. This will include, but is not limited to, community boating, increased public access to the waterfront, ADA-compliant access to Marblehead waters for small sail, motor, and paddle vessels, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, etc. Lastly, we hope you're able to join the school department and school committee and the town of Marblehead at the grand opening ceremony of the Lucretia and Joseph Brown Elementary School. The ceremony is scheduled to take place on Sunday, this Sunday, October 17th, from 2 to 4 p.m. Thanks for listening to the Marblehead on the Move podcast. Please consider following or subscribing to the podcast. Also, don't forget to follow the town on Facebook at Town of Marblehead, and on Twitter and Instagram at Town of MHD. Thanks so much and have a great weekend.